My dearly beloved in Christ, we have a real contradiction, or I should say not a contradiction, but a difference presented in today's liturgy, where the ceremonies of blessing and distribution of palms, which will take place after this Mass, is joyful. And we have the priest wears red vestments. And the procession is a procession basically of Christ the King. Remember that the people on Palm Sunday, when they cut the branches off the trees and spread them on the ground and took even the cloaks off their back and laid them on the road so that the donkey on which our Lord sat would walk on them. And they considered that an honor. And they called out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." That is terminology from the Old Testament that was reserved for the Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah. And so we can see by this that the people honored our Lord and recognized him as their Redeemer, as the promised Messiah. And the joy that they had welcoming him into their city. And then, in the liturgy of Palm Sunday, in the Mass, we have the violet vestments, and we have the reading of the Passion of our Lord. An emphasis on the Passion. In fact, Palm Sunday is called the Second Sunday of Passion, Second Sunday of Passiontide. So we have, again, this difference between the joyful part of the liturgy and then the sorrowful part. And it reminds us of the fickleness of human nature. You think to yourself, how is it possible that these people who proclaimed our Lord as the Son of David and joyfully welcomed him into the city, how is it possible that 5 days later on Good Friday, they could call out for his crucifixion? Now, no doubt, there were many people there on Palm Sunday welcoming our Lord, joyfully proclaiming him, who had no part in calling out for his death. But yet we do know that there was a large crowd outside of Pilate's judgment hall that were calling out, "Crucify him, crucify him." And Pilate said, "Shall I crucify your king?" And they said, "We have no king but Caesar," which is shocking because they detested the authority of the Roman government. They wanted to have their independence. And then Pilate finally said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man." He washed his hands before them as a public expression that he believed our Lord was innocent, and he did not want to have any responsibility on his shoulders, although he certainly did, because he passed the sentence of death. But when he said that, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man, look you to it," they even went so far as to call out, "His blood be upon us and upon our children." So again, you think of the complete contrast between welcoming our Lord, proclaiming him joyfully, calling out the hosannas, and then 5 days later, the crowd calling out for his crucifixion. We see in this how easy it is to go along with the crowd. When our Lord was being hailed as the Messiah entering the city, it was easy to join the crowd and follow the procession and repeat those same acclamations. But it is also easy on Good Friday to follow the leadership of the priests and the Pharisees and the ancients of the people who were encouraging the people to call out for his crucifixion, and even to prefer a murderer, Barabbas, to our Lord. When Pilate gave them that choice, "Which one shall I release to you? It is the custom that at your Passover I release to you a prisoner. Which one shall I release to you?" And he thought for sure they would want Barabbas to remain in jail and to be eventually put to death. He was a robber, a thief, and a murderer. And yet, at the instigation of the Pharisees, they called out for Barabbas to be released and our Lord to be put to death. As we think of this contrast, we should think about the fickleness of human nature. How often have you experienced it that you made a resolution to do something good? You read a book, or you heard a sermon, or you had a meditation, you had an inspiration, and I'm going to do this. You make the resolution, and the next day, if not even later, the same day, you've broken your resolution. How often have we experienced the weakness of human nature, and how fickle is human nature? That should lead us to a very deep and profound humility, to a conviction of our weakness. You've heard before the story of St. Philip Neri. St. Philip Neri was a wonderful priest in the late 1500s in Rome. He was from Florence, but he lived in Rome, and he had such an effect upon the city of Rome that he was referred to as the second apostle of Rome, meaning St. Peter was the first apostle of Rome and St. Philip Neri. In the late 1500s, the second apostle of Rome. He was a miracle worker. He helped many people to amend their lives. But Philip was convinced of the weakness of his own human nature. And every morning when he got up, he said this prayer to God. He said, "Dear God, watch over Philip today, or Philip will betray you." I think his exact words is, "Keep your hand over Philip today, or Philip will betray you." He knew how weak he was. And we see this in the lives of all the saints, the importance of humility. We also should humbly pray and ask God's help that we not fail in our resolutions, that we not turn against our Lord, because, again, we are human. In this regard, I would especially want to remind parents of the fact that your children have a fallen human nature. And sometimes, as older adults, parents can forget maybe the struggles that they had when they were teenagers, when they were young. And it's even magnified today with the occasions of sin that are so prevalent in the world today. And I cannot understand how Catholic parents would give their children who are just 13, 14, 15, 16 years old a smartphone and allow them to just use it whenever they wish. Or use of the computer, of the internet, without supervision. Again, it's a failure to understand and to remember, to recall the weakness of human nature. And those parents must remember that they are responsible before God for sins committed by their children whom they did not protect from these occasions of sin. So let us, in reflecting upon the contrast on Palm Sunday to Good Friday, the change of this people in such a short time, let us be convinced of the weakness of human nature, the effects of original sin, and make every effort to avoid occasions of sin, and humbly to ask for God's help that we not fall away from him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.